at 6 o'clock. I'll be heading out of here. My name is Rosen Prado. I'll be back next week, next Thursday at 3:30 p.m. Stay tuned now for the Ministry of Truth with Eric Corley. Get ready for your phone calls, and have a good day.
It's Radio Free Long Island, WUSB, Stony Brook.
The Ministry of Truth.
Good evening. It's 2 minutes after 6 o'clock, and this is the Ministry of Truth. I am Eric Corley here. What do you got?
He's got the subject.
Oh, okay. We're trying to think of a subject. You see, this program caught us kind of off guard. We suddenly remembered that it was Thursday at 6 p.m. and that we're here to do the Ministry of Truth, and, well, here we are. And we haven't really decided what we're going to talk about. But you can help us decide by giving us a call like you always do, hopefully, our listeners. 246-7901, area code 516. And as you can hear, our phone lines are open. Wait a minute, is that a call? USB, is someone there?
Yes.
Oh, boy, I picked it up before it even started ringing. How do you like that?
That's cool. Are you guys going to be giving away fixed tickets?
What's that?
Fixed tickets for the Port Haven Musical.
Oh, gee, maybe I should give you someone from the music department to talk to you about that.
What?
Do you want to talk to someone from the music department?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on then. That wasn't for me, that call. That's really something. You ever pick up the phone before it starts to ring?
Yeah.
What I was doing was pushing down the buttons to, you know, to show the folks that we have dial tones, you know, and that the lines are open. But, well, it just worked out that way.
You were going to say, as you can see, the phones are lighting up.
Well, they did, but, oh dear, what happened to that call? He hung up by himself.
Is the lines open?
Oh, boy. Well, anyway, give us a call, 246-7901. That's what we were trying to say. And what was the subject you found? You found a subject, eh?
It's not really a subject.
What?
But after the convention and all this news of Mario Cuomo and how great a speech he gave and all this stuff was going on, some state in the South, and I don't remember which one it is, but the state...
One of those states.
One of those states in the South. You know they
backwoods are. Backwoods places. Yeah.
But what they did is they sent up a request for Mario Cuomo to come down and speak at one of these, some big festival or something that was going on there. And if he could, please bring his brother Perry to sing.
You're kidding. Oh, boy. That's pretty... Where did you hear about that?
In the paper. I read...
The paper, huh? The newspaper. Well, it's got to be true then.
Well, yeah.
Although, wait a minute. I remember a couple of weeks ago they had this article about this the Soviet hockey player that was hiding out in the United States. And the next day they had this article about this psychotic woman pretending she's a Soviet hockey player who's actually from Boston. But the thing
that's
is...
That's just good journalism.
The story ran. The story ran in all the papers. And it was really pretty funny reading about it the next day how they were all fooled. So, it's not always true what's in the paper. Not always.
We're whispering about something important.
Ah, yes. Well, it's 5 minutes after six. We have yet to get a legitimate call, so be the first one. The 246-7901. You know, I've seen lots of people in the last week who say, hey, Eric, your show was great last week, you know, and I said, well, why didn't you call me, you know, why didn't you make me stand here stammering and talking about nothing, you know, over and over again, and they say, well, I have nothing to talk about. Now, who has nothing to talk about? That's what I want to know. Me?
Yeah.
Very funny. No, nobody has nothing to talk about. You know, everyone somewhere in the deep recesses of their mind has some subject that's of interest to other people. And
well,
if you
talk about it.
Well, you have to find it first. You know, even you, Jeff, even you have something interesting
no.
to talk about. We well, haven't right. found it yet, but we're looking. We're bound to.
Right now, it's just my mind was on this little confetti here.
Confetti?
Yeah, it's here.
Ah, you threw confetti up in the air, all over the equipment.
All over the turntable and everything.
And Frank's listening in his car now, I'll bet, and he's going to... Well, you better have this cleaned up before he gets here.
Did you ever
he's on his way
like
over
this?
Here. What?
Did you ever make confetti like this? It's a little hole, things from a hole puncher.
You threw up the holes.
Holes. Yeah,
you threw the holes up in the air.
And those are really confetti, it's holes. Like you go to Dunkin' Donuts...
Uh-huh.
And donut holes.
Speaking of Dunkin' Donuts, we can't say brand names on the air like that.
I realized that after I
said it. Yeah, so like McDonald's, Burger King. We can't, you know, to give you a broader example of what we can't say. Lots we can't say. We'll tell you all about it later. USB, you're on the air.
I want to talk about a religious cult.
About who?
Religious cult.
Go ahead.
I don't know. It's just a subject of interest to me ever since I had that thing in Northport. And
yeah.
There's not that much really, you know, of current material that you can read, so anybody who knows anything about it, why don't they call up?
Uh-huh. That's one thing we haven't talked about in this program is the happenings in Northport, and would you say that's really a religious cult? I mean, they say it's devil worship, but to me it seems like kind of a clumsy way of worshiping the devil. I mean, they didn't even spell his name right, for one thing.
Well, it's probably a really pitiful attempt at it, but any time, I guess, it involves any kind of Satanism,
I think they worship
sleep.
Yeah, it's...
What a religious cult.
It's, the real religious cults are, you know, the professional guys. Like, I remember once being accosted by a couple of them in New York by Madison Square Garden.
That happens all the time.
Yeah, but, I mean, these people are very persistent, and they keep coming after you, and after, you know, and you have to almost run to get out of there. It's sort of like being mugged, I guess. You know, what happened in Northport, though, I just see as a bunch of very confused people who... I don't know. It's kind of a mixture of drugs and the music. Really, do you think the music has that much to do with it?
I think it does.
In what way?
I think it's well. I heard a couple of stories on the written news where they were talking to these 13-year-old kids who listen to groups like Judas Priest and AC/DC, and they said, "Well, man, we don't listen to the words. We just like to get stoned by it."
Uh-huh.
There are people that I really think take it seriously. I don't know. Did you see the new Ronnie Dio video? Did you see that?
Yeah. I didn't see it, but some of us have.
Well, you know, people who take his kind of suggestion seriously, and if they're not stable in themselves, that could be a problem.
Uh-huh. Well, now, you know, when you're listening to bands like, what other bands? Judas Priest, AC/DC, are they one of them?
Yeah.
I mean, can you really understand what they're saying, first of all? It seems like, you know, a garbled mess to me most of the time.
Well, I don't listen to it myself, but it seems that they give all this really great, my electricity just went out.
Oh, no. What are we doing?
Great.
Well, your phone still works. That's important.
My phone works, yeah. I hope my refrigerator works. My air conditioning's off. I don't know.
Well, before they cut off your phone lines, tell us your thoughts on you know on the lyrics. Do they really stand out that much? It's you know it doesn't seem to me.
I don't know if it's so much the lyrics or the symbols that the group sends out themselves, jewelry that they wear, stakes that, you know, hand signals, you know, symbols of the devil. And album covers, I think album covers are really criminal sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, in that type of a thing.
But, why do they do this? Why do they sing songs about the devil? Why do they dress in these crazy ways? What's the purpose of it?
Well, I suppose that there are really people out there who do believe in Satanism.
Uh-huh. And you think the people singing these songs are believing it, or are they trying to get people to believe in it or something?
I think that there are probably a few out there who do believe in what they're singing. Others just enjoy the heavy metal atmosphere, and some of them just enjoy being part of a group.
Yeah.
Now, whether or not they believe in what they're saying, they enjoy following. And they enjoy having people follow them. And that's a different way. You know, it's more than drugs.
Uh-huh. It seems, you know, if there is really a lot of devil worship around, why would it just cater to these people, these, you know, heavy metal people who like to walk around with chains and things? It seems to me that if, you know, if there really is a devil out there, and if he really wants to get people to believe in him, why wouldn't he pick a better type of music to, you know, entrance people with? Like, maybe make, you know, Beethoven have all kinds of satanic references within the Ninth Symphony or something like that. That would be a lot more effective.
I don't think that the heavy metal music is a devil's tool. I just think that it's those people that pick up on it. There are really a lot of movements out there, and a lot of mystic religions.
Uh-huh.
And they really have a close relationship to Satanism. And the people who sing the heavy metal music, I think they just are picking up on that.
Uh-huh.
I don't know particularly if that is the devil using them as a tool, you know.
Yeah. I haven't really studied, you know, the albums or the lyrics or anything, so I don't know exactly what it is they're saying. Are they very direct as to what they say, that, you know, go out and worship Satan and all that kind of thing?
I think it's more subtle. That's why I think a lot of the kids don't pick up on it, but the ones that do, I'm sure a lot of times that people read into it.
Uh-huh.
But
is this something new? Has this been going on for many years, or...
I think it's been going on for a long time, but it takes something like ritual murder in Northport to make people realize that it's out there.
So you think that ritual murder was really an act of Satanism, and not just the act of a lunatic?
I think that the kids tried to make it an act of Satanism. He may have been a lunatic, though.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if he understood what he was doing, or if it was just a brutal murder. I think he wanted it to be, though.
Uh-huh. What about the publicity about it? Do you think that's been good, bad?
I think it's been pretty fair. I don't think that it must have been very difficult for the families. I don't think that they're robbing the families, because sometimes that's very cruel when you go through something like that. The press can be very cruel.
Oh, yeah. They always are, as far as that goes. This is, you know, Mr. Smith. He doesn't yet know that his entire family has been killed, but let's try to get his reaction.
I think they've been very fair to the families, and
Yeah. Well, I remember reading an article in Newsday a day or two after the killing and the revelation of the killing, and the article was more about the fact that these people were into Satanism than the fact that somebody had been killed. They devoted just a little bit of time to that, but then they started talking about these people and their shirts and their albums and all that kind of thing, and it just seemed as if they cared a lot more about this, you know, this devil worship than...
I think it's so scary to sometimes... A couple of miles away from you, there's a religious cult.
I think it's scarier that, you know, there's a murder going on. That's about as scary as you can get.
Well, what people think is that happens every day.
Yeah.
That happens every day. It's the way that someone's murdered. There's a lot of crazy people out there. But something like a religious cult is not something that's going to die down. It's something that's going to happen again. If these people believe in rituals, they're going to keep having these rituals.
Were you aware of this at all before this happened?
Yeah.
You were?
Yeah.
And did you think something like this could happen?
I was never quite sure how seriously people take these things.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm one of those people, I read everything. And I was in a bookstore one day and I found the Satanic Bible.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was in on the Miracle Mile in Port Washington, or one of those towns. And I was looking through it and I was shocked at what was printed in the book. And, you know, I asked the salesman out of curiosity how many of those sound. She said a lot.
What shocked you in the book? What kind of things?
Anybody who believes in Satanism, one thing that they are looking out for is revenge. Anybody who, there's a list of rules and guidelines that they stick by. Anybody who they feel is infringing upon those rights, they have the right to kill.
Hmm.
I closed the book and I put it down.
Wow, that sounds like pretty heavy stuff, and they sell a lot of copies, huh? Pretty interesting.
Yeah, you know, that's a rather well-off area, and, you know, you wouldn't expect it, like you wouldn't expect it in Northwoods. I think that was really the shock going on in that area.
Well, do you think if something like that had happened in Center Reach, it would have made a difference?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No. It's something you expect to hear. Well, maybe wild punks in Germany killed somebody and they're blaming it on that.
Uh-huh.
No, but it's so local that it's scary.
Where are you calling from, by the way?
I'm calling from Quorum.
harm. Okay, well, thanks for calling us and sharing this with us. I'd like to hear from some people who are into that kind of music and, you know, defend it or confirm what this young lady's saying.
Okay.
And once again, are your lights back on yet?
No, I'm going to go see about my electricity now.
Okay, well, good luck.
Bye-bye.
So long. 246-7901 is our telephone number, and it's a good subject to get off on is Satanism. What do you think?
Pretty good. You know, something else just happened to me, though. Uh-oh.
Are we causing trouble or something? What?
No, somebody just knocked on the studio doors and wanted to know if we wanted to buy pens.
Pens?
Yeah. They're special pens, though. They had erasers.
Yeah. So?
So that made them special.
I've seen pens with erasers before.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be some sort of a revelation to me.
I have too. It's no revelation to me.
All right, 246-7901. That's our telephone number. Pens. You didn't buy one, did you?
No.
Good.
No, she wanted to sell, and he wanted to sell like several to the station for us to use.
Oh, deal with the business department.
That's what I told her.
USB, you're on the air.
Hello, Eric.
Yeah.
I was just listening to the previous caller and just the whole thing about the satanistic, ritualistic killing in Northport.
Yeah.
And I was, when the whole news story broke, I was really questioning what this whole thing was about. Because apparently, just a bunch of guys got together in a park that they normally hang out with and did this, like, really sadistic, horrible killing. But on previous days, I mean, like a month ago, you know, a month earlier, or I don't know exactly when, they happened to write Black Sabbath and Satan, as you even said, Satan misspelled, in this park. Does that make it, you know, a devil worship? You know, because they happened to write Black Sabbath, the name of a rock group. So, it just seemed like it was just a simple killing, but someone in the news decided to the New York Times didn't even refer to it as a cult killing.
The New York Times didn't even have a story on it.
No, the Times did have a story on it.
Had an Associated Press release, that's what they had. They didn't have a staff writer on it.
All right, well, I didn't check who wrote the story, but the Times had a story on it, and at no point did they mention any devil worship or cult killing. It was just Newsday who picked up on that aspect and exploded it to the point where it was, apparently there was a devil cult.
Well, look at it this way. You know, it's a killing. Okay, big deal. You know, there are killings every day. Even on Long Island, there are killings now. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
But satanic killing, hey, that's a news story, and that might get us a front page headline on it.
It'll sell newspapers.
It did?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure it will. Yeah, it'll sell satanic Bibles, too.
I'm just questioning the whole idea of that it was a satanic, however you pronounce it, killing. And I heard there was a lot of talk about the possibility of PCB. Am I saying they're angel dust?
That
the kids who did the killing were regular users of angel dust. And that was probably the real motive, you know, the real fact behind the killing.
Now, maybe this angel dust is a tool of Satan. What do you say to that?
The same way, you know, any other illicit drug is. I mean, what difference does it make? It's an illicit drug.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, if, what was it, 50 years ago when Prohibition was, alcohol was an illicit drug. So that was the drug of the devil.
Well, then let's think about this. It's, if you define everything that's bad as being satanic, or everything that you disagree with as being satanic, it makes it a lot easier. It makes it a lot more acceptable to, you know, to hate people.
Yeah, it much easier.
And to, you know, eliminate them whenever possible. So
it removes responsibility.
Satanism seems to be, you know, a fairly good excuse for all us good people to get righteous and and do inexcusable things that wouldn't be, you know, accepted otherwise.
Right. So. What was it, in the mid-70s we had the devil made me do it?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And that was like the thing that swept the country. And keep on trucking. But the devil made me do it. It was like a great cop-out.
Yeah, and then Charlie Manson took up on it. And,
oh, he did? I didn't even know that. I didn't know that he did it.
Yeah, well, I think the devil made him do it, or so he said, or something like that. Or was it John Lennon who made him do it? I don't know. Somebody made him do it. But it's insane. It really is. It's a horrible thing that happened over there.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, but it's, as you said, it's one killing and many killings that happen on Long Island, you know, every month, every year. And knew that they just decided to make a story out of it instead of just in the obituary section on page 42 before the business section. They decided to make a front page by showing the words Black Sabbath and Satan written on a little kiddies park.
Yeah. Well, the fact of the matter is that there were other people involved, and I think that's more of an interesting light, that there were people who knew about this for, you know,
yeah,
a week or so and didn't bother saying anything to anybody, you know.
Well, yeah, you were asking why, you were talking about why Satan was such a heavy symbol in whatever you call it, hard rock, heavy metal.
Uh-huh.
Heavy metal movement. And it just seems like heavy metal is just a very strong need for rebellion against, you know, the establishment and the parents that you grew up with. So what better way to rebel against a good Christian society than to pick up on Satan?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I missed my point. You had said something just a moment before. I was trying to tie that into, and I completely lost it.
You can think for a second. We allow people to think on the air sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I lost it. What did you say before I interrupted you?
I don't really remember. well, I was talking about the fact that there seemed to be a conspiracy, and that's, you know, I think that's a story in itself, that there's a conspiracy.
Oh. Yeah, well, I was just saying that it's...
Hold on one second.
Okay.
Jeff just walked in, and I'd like him to do something for me. Could you find a couple of heavy metal albums in the back? We just kind of like to look at the lyrics, you know, just whatever comes through your head.
Okay, and one thing that crossed my mind... Am I on mic?
Hold on.
One thing that crossed my mind when that woman called about the lyrics and things, I think a lot of it's... she said it was subliminal. Some of it's even... encoded in the message, like, you know, the backwards lyrics, things like that.
I heard about that. Led Zeppelin played backwards. What's this, a new heavy metal album?
Image. Isn't that, like, pretty violent?
Twisted Sister. They're local, aren't they? What a strange album cover.
No, I'll find some real heavy metal for you. Not that I'm an expert or anything.
Okay, just a wide assortment would be good.
There's Quiet Riot.
But that's a single. It doesn't have any lyrics on it.
All right, I'll get something for you.
Okay, I want something with lyrics printed on it, because I'm not going to listen to this stuff. How would Rose, you showed me this album here, the new Twisted Sister album, thank you. How would you describe this picture here?
I saw them a couple of years ago, and they dress up, like they wear women's makeup, and like, you know, they look...
So there's this person in women's makeup who looks like they're about to chomp into this huge bone of fleshy stuff, and I don't know what kind of a bone it is. It's a big one, though.
And I'd be scared if I saw something.
And
what a
strange expression on their face. And the name of the album is Stay Hungry. Well, you know, it's just a weird-looking album cover.
The whole idea of Twisted Sister, like sister meaning like, you know, like a warped kind of female look. You know, they're men that look like, so you can see in these pictures, sort of like what Kiss did, but
yeah,
they look more violent.
Okay, Carla can keep talking while I look at these lyrics.
Sure. A couple of years ago, remember the artist, I can't even call him that, Ozzy Osbourne?
Yeah.
He's into heavy metal type stuff. I'm assuming he's into Satan type stuff, things like that. A friend of mine was trying to convince me to listen to Ozzy Osbourne, and was telling me his lyrics of one song, and he called a song called Crazy Train, or something like that. And it was all about this guy who was just reflecting on the fact that he didn't want to deal with life the way everyone expected him to, like, you know, to get a 40-hour-per-week job, 9-to-5, you know, have a house, and things like that.
Uh-huh.
And he all made metaphors in terms of a train, and you got to get off, and... So
I found something here if you're interested.
I am.
It's called The Beast, is the name of this song by Twisted Sister. It goes, "You can hear the thunder long before the storm, but you can't hear the lion when he stalks his prey. He's moving like a shadow, creeping up on you, and like a siren's call, he's going to have his way. You'd better run, forget your pride, don't make a stand, just step aside. If you don't have what it takes, don't try to play, you'll lose your stakes. Remember this at least." Hold on, I'm not finished.
Oh.
"You won't hear a footstep coming up on you, moving like a snake. He's in complete control. This killer knows his business. He is the predator. You are his only target. You're his only goal. What will you say? What will you do? Your wildest nightmare is coming true. There is nothing you can say, no way to change. He won't delay. This Cain will have his feast."
This Cain?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty, pretty heavy. And there's another song on the same album called Burn in Hell. this is just one we... What did you get me? I don't believe these people. They're bringing me stuff. What's this, a salad?
What group is this?
Oh, wow. We'll talk about that in a second. This is Twisted Sister.
Oh, okay.
"Welcome to the abandoned land. Come on in, child, take my hand. Here there's no work or play, only one bill to pay. There's just 5 words to say as you go down, down, down. You're going to burn in hell. Oh, burn in hell. You can't believe all the things I've done wrong in my life without even trying. I've lived on the edge of a knife. Well, I've played with fire, but I don't want to get myself burned. To thine own self be true. So I think that it's time for a turn. It basically goes on like that. But, I mean, you know, to devil worshippers, does the phrase burn in hell, does that mean something positive?
I don't know. Well, apparently it's something that you're supposed to look forward to or praise about.
Uh-huh.
You know, let's all go burn in hell. What I was just thinking about is, there, just in talking with other people I know, there seems to be like some sort of change in the way we're viewing Satan.
Yeah.
There's a novel out. It came out maybe about 6 months ago, I'm not sure. And I really haven't gotten into it, but I just read the beginning of it. And it's called something along the lines of that Satan and his psychoanalysis by Dr. So-and-so, JSTS. And that stands for just some poor schmuck. I don't know if I can say that on the air.
Uh-huh.
And what it introduces, the novel starts off by Satan saying, look, I've gotten a really bad rap. I'm just another angel. And all I'm doing is imposing reason on everybody. And I force you to look at reality and think and things like that. So there seems to be, at least on more intellectual circles, not on these heavy metal bands,
yeah, so
a rethinking of what Satan is.
Yeah.
And what you know, evil is in our society. I don't
you,
know why I just
you,
brought that
you
up.
Think
I just
it's so,
I'd like to hear some...
Do you think it's so clear-cut? I mean, you know, it's... I always try to accept the possibility that everything you know is wrong. I mean, maybe for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, the whole human race has been wrong, and we're living on the bad side, and Satan is actually the good side. Now, people are going to call me a devil worshiper, but, you know, you have to think of things like that. I think about, well, maybe, you know, maybe we're wrong about something, maybe they're right about something. Who knows? You know, it's something you have to always think about, and if you close your mind to it, then... I can say you're most definitely wrong.
Well, it just seems that we have to reinterpret our idea of the devil if we're being forced to reinterpret our idea of God. You know, I've had conversations with people when they say, well, how could is God just? And I say, I can't accept just the idea of a just God.
Uh-huh.
You know, with the 3 or 4 different holocausts we've had this century, like this one in Cambodia, you know, how can you possibly view God as this omnipotent, really good being? So in the same light, you might have to reinterpret Satan,
uh-huh.
Which has nothing to do with Black Sabbath and Twisted Sister.
Speaking of Black Sabbath, we happen to have a Black Sabbath album in front of here. It's called Technical Ecstasy. Hey, maybe all this technical computer stuff is actually the work of Satan. What do you think of that, huh? That would be pretty good. I mean, think of it. Every single computer is a tool of Satan. Telephone. Oh, boy. Well, anyway, this song is called All Moving Parts Stand Still, and I'm just going to read a little paragraph from that. I like choking toys. You've got to see me before you meet the boys. Teacher's burnt at the school. He's had enough of sticking to the rules. People stop and see. He's got to be more decadent than me. Just to pass the time, he gets his kicks from licking off the wine. Now, in my opinion, this is just a bunch of tough talk, you know? It's
yeah.
Like... You know, I mean, the Clash do it, too, except they talk about, you know, revolutions and stuff. But it's, you know, every group has their theme, and these are tough boys who just want to prove their, you know, whatever they have.
Yeah, there's no, like, it doesn't sound like anyone's trying to recruit anyone to black magic or...
Well, that's just it. I mean, if it was something like that, I think it would be a whole lot more subtle, and they wouldn't be even talking about it. Now, wouldn't it be a lot more classy for Satan to use somebody like Barry Manilow to recruit people? I mean, nobody would ever guess. I assume Satan is a lot smarter than we give him credit for, and he would use things that we would trust.
Yeah.
People that we would never believe.
Satan,
can you imagine Dolly Parton being a satanic cult person?
Well, isn't
think
like,
of those people. They're the real threat, right?
A sense of false trust, and then has you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, very, as you're saying, very few people trust this heavy metal music, so therein lies a contradiction.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what it's too simplistic.
Right.
You know,
well, people look for simplistic answers.
You need a big brother type image, you know?
Right.
Well, you were holding up a rainbow album?
Yeah.
Rainbow, come on.
Well, you want, there's a chorus.
All right, let me see.
I have a chorus here. You want to read it?
You can read it if you want.
Okay.
Go ahead.
This is called Gates of Babylon. The power of what has been before rises to trap you within. A magic carpet ride, a genie, maybe more. A city of heavenly sin. Sleep with the devil, and then you must pay. Sleep with the devil, and the devil will take you away. O Gates of Babylon.
That sounds more like a warning against Satanism to me.
That's true.
That's, you know...
Yeah, but as long as they say Satan and devil and death, and people will buy the record. People will want to...
an international call, and you say, you know, I think assassinations are terrible, the NSA computer is still going to kick in, hear the word assassination, turn itself on, and mark you down as a spy or something.
Right.
That's the way it works. Anyway, thanks for calling us. We do have some other calls to go to.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. Take care. 246-7901 is our telephone number, area code 516, the Ministry of Truth. USB, you're on the air.
Hey, how you been?
Hi, how are you?
All right, without getting too religious, because I hear you talking about Satanism today, I might get some people calling in that are going to get ridiculous.
Well, you don't have to be religious to be into Satan, I hear. I hear all these atheists must be into him, right?
Okay, well, I just wanted to say to the guy who just called up, without getting defensive or anything, he said, is God a just God? All right, let's give him something to think about. Let's see.
Before you get started, I'd just like to ask the person that you're about to address, not to call back so that we don't have a debate here. Just make your statement.
No, no debate. It's just that this is something to think about. All right. Would man want God to force him to go God's way, contrary to the desires of human nature? Never, because he would cry out, you know, God is unfair. Man wants the right of free choice, because he was talking about the Holocaust and this and that.
Uh-huh.
So if he was to think, you know, all right, God would jump in every time man gets off the wall. But then we wouldn't have the free choice that we have. We'd rather not our own. That's why, you know, without getting too religious, I just thought that would give me something to think about. Maybe anybody else would think that God isn't a just God, you know?
Uh-huh.
Hearing him to Satan and this and that, and I just thought I'd say that.
Could you get a little closer to your telephone?
Yeah.
You sort of moved away there for a moment. Okay, so that's basically what you're saying then.
Yeah.
How does all this strike you, though, as far as the music goes?
The music? I myself used to be a heavy listener of Black Sabbath in the early 70s when they were really good.
And
I don't know if the... it was Satanism. You have to take it for what it is. I enjoyed their music and their lyrics and this and that, but I enjoyed them for what they were. I didn't become a worshiper of anything because of it. I just enjoyed their music.
And you weren't aware of yourself being carried away by some horrible force or anything like that?
Well, I never really got into that. Well, what would you say would be a real heavy group that would really carry you into that?
It's impossible to say, you know. I don't know if I believe that it's even possible to do that. I mean, of course it's possible. The advertising executives are proving that every day, that it's possible to make you do things you wouldn't ordinarily do by subliminal suggestion and all kinds of other things that are geared towards your subconscious. So I'm sure it's possible. Well, I guess what I'm debating is whether or not such a thing is actually there in the first place, if it's just a lot of hocus pocus, or if there really is some sort of satanic cult somewhere, you know, that's authentic. And if there is, I'd like to hear about it. You know, I'm not interested in joining it or anything like that. I just would like to know if such things really are happening. Keep us updated on the world. That's basically it.
Well, Sabbath album, I listened to, came out in 71. I'm 30 years old now. I never did anything crazy.
Never?
A little bit about Satan years ago. Oh. I was trying to find out who he was. Maybe that had something to do with the music. But, no, I guess you have to be really feeble-minded or something to go along with what the record says. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, people go along with lots of things that you would think you just have to be feeble-minded, but the fact remains, a lot of folks really want someone to guide them, really want someone to, you know, say, this is what you should do. It's good for some people, you know, it's good to join these companies or these armies or whatever you have and say, well, this is how you're going to spend this day, this is what you must do. A lot of folks are, you know, I don't want to say afraid to be with themselves, but a lot of people try to avoid that wherever possible. It's, you know, I'm not knocking it or anything. People know what's best for them. But as far as joining a group, you can always find people to join a group, no matter how crazy you think it is. You know, if you wanted to start a group to, you know, paint skyscrapers blue, you could probably get a good herd of people together on that.
Especially when you're young, you know, and a peer pressure, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, you know, walk around Stony Brook on campus here, and especially towards the beginning of the summer, fall semester in September, and you know that's when the idealism runs really high, and everybody's out to start anew and do all kinds of fun things. And
Ed, you mean?
What?
Ed.
I say that again.
Ed, you're talking about?
I think so. But in any event, you know, that's, you know, there are all kinds of causes you can get involved in, some good, some not so good, but there are always people who will be involved in things.
Yeah, I don't know. I myself listen to world music. I listen to this station a lot, and I think I listen to 80% of the program now. You don't play much of that garbage on this station anyway, but...
Oh, we play our share of garbage, that's for sure. It's required. We have to play, you know, every kind of garbage we can get our hands on. Because it's there, you know. If we don't play garbage, who is? Well, you know, we play good stuff, we play bad stuff, but we play it.
Same songs all day long, like a lot of stations I don't mention. You know what I mean?
We all know. Yeah, we all know what you mean about that.
Hey, I'm going to give it to somebody else now. I just wanted to say that small thing.
Okay, well, thanks for calling.
I know.
Bye-bye. It's 6:36 on a Thursday, and this is the Ministry of Truth. I'm Eric Corley here with you until 7 o'clock. You can give us a call at 246-7901, area code 516. Still haven't heard from anybody who's really into this kind of music. I mean, you know, I'm not knocking the kind of music. I'm not particularly into it myself. But I don't think it has absolutely anything to do with, you know, with recruiting people. It's like, you know, it's the same... herd that tell you that certain movements or certain films or certain records are actually ploys for the Soviet Union, which is a, you know, a load of malarkey. It's, how can you label things like that? How can you say, well, this idea is being expressed, therefore it's propaganda for this particular cause? It's crazy. Why can't it just be an individual expressing his own ideas and showing it to other people? Enough with this conspiracy, anyway. 246-7901, area code 516. USB, you're on the air.
Hey, hello.
Yeah.
All right, I was just listening to all this stuff about Satan and everything.
Uh-huh.
I'm from Northport, where all that stuff went on.
Yeah.
And, like, I know a lot of people around here that are into it and stuff. Like, you got, like, some of the gangs and stuff, like the Knights of the Black Circle, and they all listen to, like, AC/DC and Black Sabbath, and they claim, like, they're really into it. And, I don't know, I just think a lot of it's a lot of baloney. Like the stuff with Led Zeppelin and playing it backwards and playing stuff on the wall backwards.
Stuff from the wall, Pink
yeah.
Floyd? You're kidding.
No, I heard somewhere on the tracks there's some stuff you play backwards and they say some messages and stuff.
I know there's a part where they give the address of Sid Barrett, who's in a loony bin.
Oh, yeah?
You don't even have to play that backwards to get it. You just have to piece it. Well, yeah, you do have to play it backwards. That's correct.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really believe a lot of that stuff. But, I mean, except for Black Sabbath, I think, like, some, a lot of it's a kind of a gimmick, you know?
It's a selling point, you mean?
Yeah.
Now... how did this... are you aware of how long this has been going on? Have these people always been into, you know, singing about the devil? And how long have people been following it and actually thinking that they're, you know, it's part of some sort of a movement?
Probably since the Middle Ages, I'd say, you know.
Yeah.
All the way back then they had that. You know, they saw, they used to have the cults in the city and stuff, but that's, most of it's gone. Like
uh-huh.
New York City.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, like around here, it's... I don't know, like I'm mostly into, like... like mostly like 60s tunes, like I'm a big Who fan and stuff, and I can, you know, I can't see any stuff come out of there. Or...
well, okay, you're into the 60s stuff, that makes you a hippie or a communist or something. So everybody gets labeled according to the music that they listen to.
Yeah.
And I think that's where the real problem lies. Now, I imagine you know quite a few people who are, you know, very heavily into this kind of stuff, perhaps people who are actually in some of these gangs involved in this kind of thing.
Yeah. Cool, really.
Well, how do they... do these people really believe that they are in some sort of a cult like this?
I think they do it just to be one of the guys, you know. It's like, hey, you know, I'm in with it. You know, being the Knights of the Black Circle, you get a jacket with it painted on the back, and you get to listen to all these bad tunes and stuff.
Uh-huh. Are they really into Satanism, though?
They really into...
do they know what it's all about? Do they, you know...
they probably go to maybe cult shops and stuff, and they'll, I don't know, maybe buy lamb's blood or goat's blood, and you know, they do all kinds of crazy stuff like that. Like, I know around here they burn cats. And
I heard that they were taking goats or something, doing something weird with goats.
That was supposedly a long time ago. I never heard of that, but I know they do cats and stuff, and sometimes dogs. It's really terrible. You know, they just do it just to get attention, I really think. You know, just to be like kind of an outcast.
Well, there's a lot of, I guess, romantic glory in being an outcast. People seem to have picked up on that a lot recently. Now, there were reports that rumors were floating about this satanic cult well before this killing took place. Were you aware of that at that stage?
Oh, was I aware of the satanic cult themselves?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was aware that they were around and that, you know, I never thought anything like this would go this far. Like, I knew the kid, you know, I went to school with him and stuff. And you know, I wasn't friends with him. I knew of him. I never thought that something like this would happen.
Uh-huh.
And I was aware of the cults, and they just did minor stuff like that, you know, vandalism and stuff.
Yeah.
But
now, did people think of them as a satanic cult or just a bunch of kids hanging out and making trouble?
That's about it. They thought of them as about punk kids trying to get attention.
Then the publicity hit, and suddenly they were a satanic cult.
Yeah, suddenly, all of a sudden, this one thing happens, and Northport is Satan Town, USA.
And who do you blame for that?
I don't know. It could be, well, I mean, a kid lost his life over it.
Mm-hmm.
And it could kind of be, you know, it's also the press that gets us all over the world, I mean.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What kind of changes have you noticed in the town since this occurrence as a result of all this?
Well, I don't know. I've just seen a lot of more police around. Not much else, really. I mean, for a while, it was like reporters everywhere. I mean, I had reporters stopping me constantly on the streets when I'm walking around. And it stopped now. I mean, you don't hear anything about it anymore.
And how about the gangs? Do they still meet? Do they still do things like this?
Well, I heard that the gang had broken up a while ago, and then they'd gotten back together and stuff. But I guess they are together or something. I don't know.
Uh-huh. They've gone underground, I guess.
Yeah, probably now, because a lot of them were taken to court and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, some of them were caught by the police. They found out who they were, and they're up on trial.
Uh-huh. So, do you have any advice for people who are worried about all these satanic cults taking over the place? You coming from the town?
I don't know. I don't really think it's anything to worry about. I mean, unless you get, like, a lot of people together, unless I get my whole town around here going nuts, I really don't think anything's happening with it, though. I mean, it's kind of out. It's kind of out. I mean, I figured, like, a long time ago it would be bigger, you know, but I think it's kind of too modern now.
Well, you'd be surprised how slowly we move through stages of you know, human development.
Yeah.
But what about, you know, people getting killed? Now, that's a problem.
That's a problem. I think it's also probably because of drugs. So it's supposedly a fight over drugs.
Yeah.
Himself was nuts in the first place.
Do you think there was anything that could be done to prevent something like this from happening?
Probably just more stricter enforcement of drugs and stuff. Because I know drugs are a big problem down here.
Uh-huh.
I mean, constantly, like in school and stuff. My kids walking around high constantly.
Yeah.
And that's probably one of the biggest problems. You know, it starts fights. You know, it can start a lot of things. You know, if you read newspapers, people kill each other over weird things.
Yeah.
So,
as far as you're concerned, the music has absolutely nothing to do with it.
Well, it probably does to the kids.
But as far as a rallying point for them, it gets them together, gets them, you know, listening to the same thing, but it's not instigating it. It's not starting it by itself. The music is just sort of like, you know, the clothes. You can't really blame the clothes for what happens to the people inside them.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm not against, like, Black Sabbath. I mean, I like some of the music and stuff, and I don't, when I listen to it, I don't think of it really like that. I don't think of it as being satanic. So, you know, I just listen to it because if it's, you know, if I like the song or whatever. I don't know. I don't think of it as like that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see sitting around a circle and chanting or nothing. So like Iron Man or whatever.
Yeah, there's a lot better ways to spend a day.
Yeah.
All right, well, I want to thank you for calling us.
All right, sure.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. And you are listening to the Ministry of Truth, 246-7901. Give us a call with your thoughts, opinions on really anything at this point. Area code 516. And Dave Goodman is here. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Eric. I just thought I'd throw in my two cents.
Thanks for bringing me the salad, by the way. It's really interesting. It's dripping all over the place, but it's nice anyway.
You're welcome.
But go ahead with your thoughts.
I just thought I'd throw in my two cents, and maybe the listeners can call up and agree or disagree with me. But in this instance in East Northport, it had nothing to do with Satanism.
East Northport?
Northport, excuse me.
Oh, okay.
Nothing to do with Satanism. You have a problem here, which is it's summertime, school is out, and you have a lot of teenagers and younger than that and probably older than that folks who are looking for something to do, and perhaps they're even rebelling within themselves and amongst themselves because there's nothing, they can't find things to do. And society in general says, well, just be quiet, go to the beach and hang out and don't make any noise. So they're rebelling and they're being loud. And as far as the music goes, a lot of rock and roll music, which we like to call heavy metal, is loud. So it happens to be part of the subculture. As far as, you know, worship of Satan being a major factor for this murder, I don't believe it did. It had anything to do with it. The fact that they were on PCP had much more of an effect.
That's really, it says a lot about, I guess, about the press, about the culture around us, that something as serious as PCP and, you know, the angel dust and all that was really glossed over tremendously. There was no emphasis on, I mean, I didn't see articles about this horrible drug and how it can make people do these insanity, you know, driven things. But Satanism, you know.
The media doesn't want to look at the issue as a problem with society itself or a problem with middle-class suburbia. They don't want to look at it like that. They want to have glaring headlines, you know, satanic cult kills teenager. You know, I challenge some of the local newspapers and broadcasters to do a series on why suburbia leaves no room for young people to really find anything constructive to do, and it seems to always be up to some progressive filmmaker to come out with a film.
Let's talk about that for a second, okay? Because that's something that's been on my mind for a while. What do people of that age, teenagers, people in their young early 20s, or you know, all throughout their teens, what can they do? What is there to do? They're not allowed in bars anymore. They can't really go to parks. Parks are closed. The cops hassle them. They can't stay at their houses. Parents drive them crazy. So what is left? And, you know, can you really act surprised when they hang out on street corners playing loud music and when the lyrics of this loud music sometimes get upsetting? What's surprising about that? I want to hear some answers here. I want to know what people are doing about this. I want to know what some of these teenage-type people what their thoughts on the matter, because it seems to me that just isn't anything for them to do.
Well, I wish
no one's really helping out.
I wish young members of the community would call up such people that are going around and picking up trash off our streets, trying to collect in cans to be recycled, and that's one activity.
That's a new activity for this year that you can suddenly do, is pick up cans again.
Well, you can always do that, but there's a bit more incentive since the bottle law went into effect.
Yeah.
But, I mean, some people get involved in athletics, but you can't play softball 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Well, you can go bowling, I guess, but, then, you know, the leagues have the alleys.
Well, only if you go bowling on Fisher's Island, but otherwise.
Think of it. There's not that much to do. You can say you're on Long Island, you're near New York City, you're near the ocean, you got all this great stuff around you, but practically, it's 9:30 on a Friday night. What is there for a teenage person to do?
Breakdance in the street.
Breakdance in the street?
That's just the thing. Where are you going to find a plastic mat to breakdance on? I mean, not your local department stores may not be carrying them.
It's really, you know, it's something not being addressed. And
what's so frustrating, Eric, is that local, you know, the kids have nothing to do, so they're hanging out. So now local authorities are putting pressure on them not to hang out.
So now what?
And it's like pressure building up in a balloon. Eventually, the balloon's going to burst.
Which is what it's doing. And let's go to this call and see if there are any answers. USB, you're on the air.
Yeah. Good afternoon.
Hi.
You hit the nail on the head about this. Kids not knowing what to do with themselves. In front of me is the Porchev record. PJ Court jammed by teens. Police hand out 600 summonses. It's amazing. The town of Porchev just find these kids, you know, like $4,000 in fines for loud music in public because they don't know what to do with themselves. I don't have a suggestion or anything like that, but I just figured I'd point that out. That
just happened this week.
Yes, yes. Well, it's in the front page of the record.
Well, now, Port Jefferson is a good example. A nice North Shore community. It's got streets to walk on. It's well lit.
Right.
So, you know, what do you expect people to do? Hang out there at nighttime and, you know, they're not just going to hang out and stare at the stars.
And what happens is the proprietors of the owners of the stores and the in Lower Port complain because business has gone down. It's because there's too many kids down there. But, you know, where else can they go? They can't go to the beaches, like you're saying, because they get the beaches close at 9 o'clock, so they can't, you know, do anything.
Right.
And they can't drink, and they can't do anything, you know.
So they're taking away all these things that teenagers can do,
so
thinking that's going to suddenly make them into these nice, innocent little people. But, you know, they'll do other things, and they won't be pleasant things.
Right. So, and they turn to, you know, music, you know, and they have to, you know, usually is loud because it, you know, it makes them feel good. And I personally also listen to, you know, heavy metal. And so it just, you know, makes you feel good. And
how do you feel being referred to as a devil worshiper?
It makes me laugh. Listening to music and really believing what the lyrics say are two different things. There are a lot of bands that are not known to the public that do have this satanic image towards them. But I personally would say that it's just a publicity type thing, you know, to get the kids to listen to them and, you know, rebellious type thing.
It's
loud and you know, make the adults turn their heads to, you know, what's going on here, you know.
Do you think the musicians themselves should have more responsibility when they write lyrics or they dress up in these garish clothes and carry bones and pieces of brain around? I mean,
well, they're out to make money. I mean, people will do things to make money, and, you know, this is...
That's what it all revolves around. The newspaper's out to make money by publicizing this.
Sure.
The fans are out to make money by making it in the first place.
Sure. And there's your evil right there.
And the local towns say they don't have enough money to build a park or keep a park open.
Well, the town of Port Jeff just made $4,000 on Tuesday night. Answering summonses. So, what are they going to do with that $4,000?
How did they? How many people did you say they fined?
Give me a sec. I'll take a look. It said page 4 here.
Pretty unbelievable, isn't it? $4,000.
Yeah. It said between 250 and 300 people appeared. Another 200 did not appear.
How in the world did they manage to find so many people at the same time?
Well, the way it starts off is that Tuesday night, to answer summonses such as offenses as littering, playing loud music, and drinking in public.
Sounds like a real crackdown was underway. thank goodness.
Imagine the same thing happened in Northport. You know, they do the same thing in Northport.
Thank goodness
if you've ever
been
to Northport, it's much like a same situation. Very scenic. It's on the water. Cal Harbor Park is on the water.
Yeah, you've hit a good point there. These towns are on the water. They're pleasant to hang out in. That's
exactly
why they're there. They're nice towns to hang out in. Port Jefferson, Northport, you know, there are a couple others.
Right.
And people hang out, and this is what happens. You know, they do their own thing.
Exactly.
And you're either tolerant of that and, you know, you keep it under some sort of guidelines, you know, like you say, well, you know, there shouldn't be any killing of people here and that kind of thing. But, you know, as far as playing music, I mean, people don't really live right next to the harbor, so it's not bothering anybody if they play music by the harbor, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's, you know, there has to be a certain amount of discretion as far as how badly they're going to go after these people. And it seems to me they're just trying to antagonize them and leave them with no choice but to just, you know, act in an irrational way.
Right.
And I don't know where that's going to lead.
Uh-huh.
Well, thanks for giving us a call.
Right.
Take care.
All right.
246-7901 is our telephone number, area code 516. We might have time for one or two more calls. Any thoughts, Dave?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just thinking to myself, I wonder who Satan is supporting in the 1984 presidential elections.
Oh, boy. Well, we've got 209 different candidates, you know, to choose from.
That's true. I don't know if any of your listeners know that, but according to the Federal Elections Board, there are 209 people officially listed as candidates for the office of president and or vice president.
209. You thought there were two, huh? No. There's 209. And if you want to find out who those 209 are, keep listening to us. We'll tell you all about them.
Yes,
eventually.
In the weeks to come, we will be telling you a lot more about these people.
Oh, yes. Someone's got to do it, you know? Someone's got to keep you folks awake.
Has there been any more media reaction to Nancy Reagan telling the president what to say during that press?
No, you know, I was looking for a replay of that because that was so funny. I wanted to see it again, but I couldn't find it anywhere. But it'll probably show up in like a newsreel film someday.
Right, or maybe not necessarily the news. Actually, that's not necessarily the news right there. That was real life.
I'm surprised they didn't do something like that already. That's really
amazing.
How are we doing in the Olympics? Did we win some gold medals this hour?
This hour? Well, not in the past 5 minutes. Maybe we did.
Who knows?
I'm not sure.
I got to look at my little McDonald's cars to see if I've won food from for winning gold medals or something.
Oh, God. The McDonald's, the official fast food?
Yeah.
Of the...
Hey, Deirdre's here. Come on in, Deirdre.
Thanks,
hi there.
Eric!
How are you? You're trying to sneak in quietly. Yes. You came through very loud and clear.
I thought they hit bottom when they had Nair, which was the official hair remover of the 1984 Olympics. But the Russian team had said, "Well, we don't really care. So we didn't. They didn't come. So hair removing.
Official
get it. Russian
piece of
female
garbage.
And
blown by breeze."
Can I go back to a previous subject?
We only really have. Well, go ahead. Yeah.
You get 2 minutes.
No, we only have one subject basically, which is devil worship. But go ahead.
Well, I wasn't into devil worship or the music. First of all, we don't only play garbage on this radio station.
Oh no, did I say that? I meant to say, you know, we do play garbage. We play garbage.
Depends on who you are and how you perceive it.
We usually admit it when we play garbage.
But no, I really want to get to the last caller, I think it was, who pointed out that parents, or you said, Eric, that parents don't want the kids, nobody wants the kids. What did you guys do when you were 16 and 17?
I'm trying to think. You know, I'm trying to remember those days, and I can't believe I can't remember.
She put me on the spot now.
I watched television. You know, I don't want to stay in and watch TV.
I was always into photography. I went out with my camera. Now, not everybody, you know, could afford, I guess, to buy
a camera. Well, if you find a hobby that you're into, that's great, you know. But it takes a while to find things. You know, it takes a while to stick with things. And, you know, not everyone has found something at that age.
So would you say that these kids who get involved in devil worship are... just looking for a direction and...
Just looking for something to do with a bunch of people that they can semi-relate to.
Okay, I wanted to say, in all respect to kids, it's the parents' responsibility. And they shouldn't just kick them out and throw them out on the street. You know that one of the New York TV stations always says, it's 10 o'clock, do you know where your children are?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's absolutely true, and it's the parents' responsibility to... Give the kid direction from an early age.
Yeah, that's true, from an early age. Keep in mind, though, that there are these households where the kids just really aren't all that crazy about hanging out at home, even though the parents, you know, are saying, well, we care about you and all that kind of thing. It's sort of like the ordinary people syndrome where, you know, the kid's not happy anyway. He wants to go outside. He or she wants to go outside and hang out with people, but there's still nothing to do. Hanging out at home just isn't a viable alternative at that stage.
I think percentage-wise, and though I've never read any statistics on it, it's probably low. I bet an inordinate number of high school kids probably, after they get done with extracurricular activities, probably have after-school jobs, then make some attempt at working on homework, some more than others.
Uh-huh.
And that's probably what you guys did.
To an extent, you know, to an extent.
I'll tell you what they should do, and I'm sure Deirdre will agree with me, is that they should get involved in after-school plays in the drama society. Do that.
Everybody has their own abilities, you know. Like, you know, you got to start things of your own. Don't just expect that there's going to be a club for your interests. You know, if you're into auto racing, there's not going to be a school club geared towards that.
No, but I think we're talking mostly, let's say, about weekends, for instance. You know, Friday nights, Saturday nights.
They seem to give
the local authorities the most
problems. God, look at these phones.
because there's no school the next day, and teenagers and other young people are up and about, and it's a combination kind of a problem. I go back to what I said before. The media in general refuses to look at the underlying issues. They look at Satan worship, and the thing in Northport, I don't believe, had anything to do with Satan worship.
I'm with you on that.
As a fact of why a teenager was killed.
Yeah. Well, I just hope that some sort of understanding is reached, that the teenagers don't give up on and think that there's nothing to do, when in fact there is. There's, you know, all this pressure on them at this stage, pressure from the peers, pressure from parents, pressure from police, the three P's.
Politicians.
There's always hope if you just sort of lay back and don't let it get to you. And for the rest of us, I would just say, you know, let's mellow out a little bit. Let's not try to find all these crazy things that are going on that aren't really happening. I'd like to say thanks to all the callers. I'm sorry we can't get to any more calls. There are some waiting, but we can talk about this next week.